I'm Korean. Also, I moved to, I actually born in Korea and moved in here 6 years ago. That's why I haven't learned English in my country. Only I learned English when I was high school, just a reader. So I don't remember anything about English. That's why it's like living in United States is very, it's like a problem because of English. So that's why I want to learn English to read without any problem. It's like, you know, helping. So when I used it's like last year I took the English ESL class because my lack of English to otherwise I couldn't take this like a college course before it's like finishing the it's like English class I couldn't take. So I was listening music because when I'm listening to music, I can clearly understand it as like a high vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Also, I can understand it's like a complicated it's like a grammar sentence.
Pop music?
Yeah, I usually use the, listen to this like American pop song and all. I used to speak it's like a Korean in my house with my children and my husband because my daughter is okay to speak English because she already is like a around both languages, but my son is still young. If we speak English, probably my son gonna forget our native language. So I just speak Korean in my house. But that is it's like bad for me. If I speak English with my children in my house, maybe I can quickly learn the English. So, but I can do that because of my son. So also I speak, but except home, I used to speak English because I have to study English in my college, and also outside of it, like people, most of them is English people.
Okay.
Class?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you speak Korean class at home and English?
Yeah.
At work too, in your case?
Korean is just normally, just originally I learned, because I was born in the Korean, but it's English, it's a, I read a lot of book. Because they gave a lot of work and homework, and so I read a lot of book and writing the essay, also write it like a research paper. That's helped me it to grammar, run the grammar, and also it's like especially in this class we have a lot of discussion about the language, especially linguistic, what is the dialect, what is the accent. So I can learn from the other classmates how they can speak, how their pronunciation. So that's the my way to learn it. Definitely, of course, especially in New York, so most of the people is like two and three languages. So also some people is like can speak both language is perfect, but it's like especially some people is like old person, they can speak English very well. So especially for example, one of my neighborhood, she is Korean, but she came here. If I can speak this like two languages, I can help with like these people. Also, I can get a better job.
Okay.
Language is sometimes it make me nervous because I'm not it's a perfect speak English. Especially in the class when I speak in front of many classmates, I'm always nervous. So. Because I don't want to make any mistake in front of many people. That's why it makes me nervous. But sometimes it makes me proud because if I can speak it like English and Korean, I can help many people. Also, the feelings, my feeling is confident. Also, when I even I speak English, there is my Korean accent. So. Some people can recognize it without introduced by myself, because of my accent. So it depends myself.